Hello, fight fans, and welcome to Corner Advice. I'm your host, Tom Zaffino. This week, I'm breaking down UFC on ABC4, Almeida versus Rozenstrike. This is a 12-fight card, and normally, actually, every time they've had a card on ABC, these cards do start early in the day. So this will be 11:30 Eastern. Fight one will be 11:30 Eastern on ABC. So early start to the day. Hopefully, we have some success, and we can enjoy our evening with some winnings. And I feel pretty good about this card. It's a 12 fight card. A lot of, it can be dicey. There are definitely some close fights, but most of the odds are priced pretty well. So even where confidence may not be the highest, I feel like we don't have to really pay up for a fighter that I don't trust as much. So that's good. And overall, I feel like starting to come out of the fog a little bit. Last week's card, a little bit better. Felt pretty good. Went 7-5 overall. Very close with that Cejudo fight. Thought he did enough to win, but definitely close. Definitely, Aljo did his thing. He put up pretty good volume. And it was, it was a close fight. And it was split decision, which, it is what it is. I definitely think Aljo is the deserving winner. I wouldn't have, I was picking Cejudo anyway. So either way the decision went, I wasn't going to call robbery. It was a close fight, good fight. We had a chance and unfortunately missed on that one. But, it is what it is. We start this week fresh. Like I said, things are starting to click a little bit. I feel better going into these cards. And I feel pretty good about this one. Let's jump right into it. The first fight on the card is a women's bantamweight fight between Jessica Rose Clark and Tainara Lisboa. Lisboa has kickboxing experience. That's kind of where she's at, Muay Thai style. I don't know. I haven't seen her really grapple much. There's not a whole lot on her. She's making her debut. Her competition level has been extremely low. She's only beat one fighter with a win, and all of her wins combined, her opponents have one win. So very, very, very low level competition in the MMA department. And Jessica Rose Clark, she's been around, she's a vet, she's well-rounded. She has lost the last two fights by armbar, but in this matchup against the Muay Thai kickboxer style, I don't think that's really going to be a problem. So if she does decide to wrestle, which over the past 4 to 5 fights, we have seen her wrestle more. She had some success with it for a couple fights, and then she got caught in two arm bars back to back by two women who are very good at arm bars. And so that is what it is. But I'm not too concerned about that here. A lot of times, strikers who know they're going to be wrestling, they, the armbar is one of the first things they learn. But I just can't imagine, not only would Jessica lose 3 straight times by armbar, but I don't think this girl is going to have the level of grappling that she needs to keep pace with Jessica Rose. And I think it's a pretty straightforward win for Jessica Rose Clark. I do think there's a lot of value here. There is money coming in on Lisboa, which, I don't know if that's just people betting against Jessica Rose Clark. I don't know how you could be that confident in Lisboa making her debut and with the low-level competition she has fought. So, to me, Jessica Rose Clark feels like a really good play. I definitely like her for tournaments, single-entry type stuff, because if she does do what you would expect, and that is to wrestle, she could rack up a lot of points. And we have seen her in the past land takedowns, land ground and pound. She could do that here. I think that should be the path. And I feel like I'm pretty confident that she will win this fight in a pretty dominant style. Our next fight is in the welterweight division. We have Brian Battle taking on Gabe Green. Very close matchup here to me. Gabe Green was training for Jake Matthews, I believe. So he's definitely had more of a camp than Brian Battle. We saw Brian Battle take his last fight on very short notice against a mauling grappler, and that did not go well for him. But there is a lot to like about Battle. He is a durable guy. He's tough. He's long. He's rangy. He does have pretty good power. We saw a couple fights he landed a couple fights ago. He landed a beautiful head kick right off the bat. One of the best knockouts of the year. So he does have that in his arsenal. He has a live guard. Both guys pretty scrappy. Both guys pretty durable. Gabe Green comes forward. He's a grinder. He comes forward, doesn't stop. He can take damage. We've seen him get rocked a few times in recent fights, but he keeps fighting through. Really close fight to me. I'm rolling with Battle. I think if it goes to the ground, his guard is pretty live. He could catch Gabe Green in something. We've seen Green get stuck in positions at times. He is a pretty solid wrestler, but he's not like a dominant wrestler or anything like that. So I think there will be some pretty good back and forths on the ground. I think there'll be pretty good back and forths on the feet. Both guys pretty good strikers. Both guys do have some power. But I don't know. I just like Brian Battle. He's got the reach advantage. He's got the size. He's it's a close fight. He's the underdog. And I'm more than happy to take a chance on the dog in this one. Our next fight is in the women's flyweight division. We have Ji-Yun Kim taking on Mandy Baum. Baum is just another one of those fighters I'm just not sold on. I haven't seen her do anything really well in the UFC. She has solid striking, solid jab. She is a willing grappler, but she's hittable. Her volume in the UFC has been extremely low. I don't know if it's a confidence thing, what it is, but she just has not looked good. Ji-Yun Kim, she's on a 4-fight losing streak. But if you watch those 4 fights, she was in all of them. There was some very, very close decisions, split decisions that she lost. She puts up high volume. She's durable. All her losses are by decision. So you expect her to be around in this fight. I just think she's the better fighter. She has the UFC experience against some higher level fighters. Like I said, she could easily have 3 or 4, at least 2 to 3 more wins if things broke her way. You never know with the judging. But in this matchup against somebody who doesn't have the highest volume, when Ji-Yun Kim does have high volume, Ji-Yun Kim, very well-rounded. I think overall she's just a better fighter. I think she's the more confident fighter, and I think she gets the job done. Again, I feel like there's pretty solid value here. She's going to put up some pretty good volume, and I feel like she's going to lead the dance. She's pretty safe. Could be a potential cash-type player. But yeah, overall, I like Ji-Yun Kim here, and I definitely think she's a level or two above Bond from what I've seen. Our next fight is in the lightweight division. We have Natan Levy taking on Pete Rodriguez. This fight was booked a couple weeks ago, so it was nice. I already had it broken down. Didn't really have to spend too much time on it. Don't really know what Rodriguez is. Yeah, I don't know how good he actually is. He's gotten knocked out brutally, and then he brutally knocked out Mike Jackson, who does not belong in anywhere near the UFC. So, you know, the kid's got some he's got pretty solid striking. Not really sure how his grappling is, but overall, against Natan Levy here, I'm not a huge Levy fan, but he does have a style that wins fights. He is definitely going to land takedowns. He has landed 20 takedowns in his 4 UFC fights combined, which is a very high number. I expect him to land takedowns here. Even in fights where he's struggling, where he's getting hit on the feet, he's able to land takedowns. He's able to control, and he does enough damage to win these fights. And against a guy like Pete Rodriguez, I think he could potentially ragdoll him. I don't even think it's close in the grappling department. So Natan Levy's the play here. I feel like he should have his way with Rodriguez. I guess he does have to worry about, you know, the big shot, but I can't even really say that that's going to be a problem. We've seen him in there takes some pretty big punches. He seems to be pretty durable. And I'm not actually sure Pete Rodriguez really has all that much power on the, you know, for UFC lightweight. So we'll see. But I think Natan Levy rolls in this one, just dominates the wrestling, you know, 4 or 5 takedowns, unless he gets a takedown and just finishes the fight. But he's usually extends the fights. He usually lands takedowns, usually controls. He's got a pretty high fight IQ. So I think Natan Levy does some pretty good work in this one. Next up, we have a fight in the light heavyweight division. We have Carlos Ulberg taking on Ior Potera. Potera is pretty solid striker. He's a durable guy. He's tough to finish. But Ulberg, to me, much, much more polished, much more powerful. He picks his shots, and he picks his shots well. We saw him run through very durable Nikolai Negomirianu in his last fight, which it was a complete shock to me. I did not see that coming. And I think Potera pretty much has the same kind of skill set as Negomirianu. Tough, durable, dangerous striker. So there is always a threat coming back. But Ulberg so far has shown that really his biggest thing was his cardio. He figured that out after his first loss in the UFC. And I think right now the guy is on a pretty good path. He trains with Izzy, so he's got a very high-level training partner to work with. And I think he's going places. And if I'm him, wins this fight by knockout, I'm calling out Alex Pereira. I mean, big name. That's a, you know, it could be a good fight for Pereira in his first fight at 205. There's a good storyline there. He's Izzy's part. He's Izzy's teammate. Who knows? But I mean, if I'm him, I'm shooting my shot. I don't know if the UFC is going to give Pereira a title shot right off the bat at 205. They may want him to fight one fight, and this, you know, could be an ideal matchup where he looks at it as a guy he could knock out. So I don't know. If I'm Ulberg, I'm going to shoot my shot there and see if he can get that big fight coming off of a couple knockout wins, but we will see. But as far as the fight, like I said, I do think he wins. I think he probably wins by knockout. Potera is just hittable, and Ulberg, he lands heavy, and his kicks are nasty, and we saw that in his last fight. That's really what broke Negomirianu down. I think that broke his will, and then he landed a big clean shot. So I think the style is going to be the same here. Rinse, repeat. And I like Ulberg. I like Ulberg inside the distance. Our next fight is in the bantamweight division. We have Douglas Silva de Andrade taking on Cody Stamann. Silva de Andrade is a guy I like to bet, and he is often the underdog. And same situation here. I like his power. He's extremely dangerous. He's extremely strong. I think he's the more aggressive of the two. Cody Stamann is very skilled, does have good wrestling, but he, you know, he's a bit hot and cold. I think this is a close matchup. Silva de Andrade definitely has the power to hurt anybody in the bantamweight division. I think he's just, you know, he goes for the kill, and if he gets it, he gets it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But as an underdog, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, I put my money on way worse underdogs than Silva de Andrade, and I'll be happy to put my money on Silva de Andrade Saturday night. Next up, we have a fight in the heavyweight division. Another fight that was booked a couple weeks ago and was canceled. I think that was 5 minutes after lock. So a lot of pissed off people there, because we had Carl Williams. Most of us had Carl Williams winning in dominant fashion, so a lot of people had him in DraftKings lineups. Taking on Chase Sherman, who was the one who pulled out of that fight, which makes it look like Williams probably was even on a more clear path to a victory if they did fight. But not really sure why Sherman pulled out. I don't know. I haven't really seen why, and I'm just thinking about it now as I'm recording. But I don't really care. I think Williams is a much better wrestler. I think he just wrestles the shit out of Sherman. And I would expect him to finish this fight within the first couple of rounds. We've seen Sherman, when he gets taken down and he can't get back up, he does tend to get finished in those situations. And I think, though Williams has not yet shown that killer finishing mentality, I think if he's just dominating Chase Sherman like we've seen him dominate other guys, and like we've seen Sherman get dominated, I think he's going to break as well, and I do think he'll find a way to get a finish in this one. Either way, I love the wrestling. I saw him dominate a Penn State wrestler on the Contender Series. That's not easy to do. I don't care who that guy is. Penn State wrestling is legit. So to dominate a guy like that in the wrestling department, that holds high regard in my eyes. And I think Williams dominates this fight. I don't think Sherry Sherman's that great of a fighter. He is a guy that the UFC keeps around, though, because he does take fights on short notice. He does, you know, fight some tough guys. And, you know, the UFC keeps him around for fights like these. And I think he loses this one. And it should be pretty dominant from Williams. Our next fight is in the welterweight division. We have Court McGee taking on Matt Brown. Two older guys. Been around the UFC for quite some time. A lot of fights. Both guys have some pretty solid power. Both pretty durable. Pretty similar skill set overall. But to me, the difference here, Court McGee seems to have, I mean, he will have the advantage in the wrestling. I feel like he's very strong, and he will be able to out-wrestle Matt Brown. And when you compare the two cardio-wise, Matt Brown's cardio has not looked as good as of late. He is one of those guys who can fight through fatigue. He never gives up. He never quits. But against a guy like Court McGee, who can beat him in the grappling, who can control him in the grappling, he can wear on his cardio a little bit more. I think McGee just kind of runs that game plan, heavy up against the cage. And, you know, unless Matt Brown catches something really big and drops him, hurts him, whatever, I don't think Brown's going to find too much success in this fight. And overall, McGee has been pretty durable. We did see him get knocked out by Jeremiah Wells, but Jeremiah Wells is much more explosive, much faster, much more powerful than Matt Brown is at this point in his career. So I think McGee comes forward, grabs the clinch, grabs a body lock, wrestles, controls, wins the cardio battle, wins the fight. I think it'll be a fun fight, but Court McGee, if everything's equal, wins on cardio, and sometimes that's all you need. Our next fight is again in the welterweight division. We have Tim Means taking on Alex Morano. Another very good fight, another close fight. Do not like betting against Morano, but I am going to do it here. Morano has good striking. We've seen he does start pretty fast. He gets, you know, he lands strikes, a lot of volume early. He does slow down a little bit. Tim Means, kind of the same. Both guys throw pretty decent volume. Both guys willing to throw down, willing to scrap. You know, the grappling could go either way. Both guys have the ability to grapple. Morano seems like he has a more well-rounded ground game, but we don't always see it. And the way I see this fight going is I feel like it's going to be back and forth. It's going to be a matter of if one guy can land a big shot and take advantage of the situation. Just to me, I just think Tim Means will be a little bit better late in this fight. He just can't get caught with anything big. It's a very close fight. I think Means doesn't have the greatest cardio in the world, but neither does Morano. And I don't know, I just think the length of Means is just going to work out over time, land that jab late as Morano slows down. Close fight. Again, Means is the underdog, so fight like this, very close, very back and forth, I'm happy to just go with the underdog. and see what we get. So I like Tim Means to win. Very close fight, but again, he's a dog. Take our chances. Our next fight is again in the welterweight division. I didn't even realize there was three welterweight fights right in a row. But we have Ian Garry taking on Daniel Rodriguez. Garry, taller, longer, more polished striker for sure. Rangier. I think he has an overall better skill set than Daniel Rodriguez. Rodriguez is more of just kind of a straight boxer. He is solid. He's durable. His volume's solid. But really, to me, this fight is about Ian Garry not making a mistake. We saw him make a big mistake in his last fight, got caught, almost got finished, but he survived that pretty well. And that was actually that was a big shot that he took. So for him to not only survive that in the moment, but dominate the rest of the fight, shows a lot about his heart, shows a lot about his will, type of fighter he actually is. Because sometimes you question a guy, he gets hit hard, you don't know. Like, it changes careers. We've seen it before. And, you know, he got hit hard, he survived, and he dominated the rest of the fight, which he should have. It was a fight where he should have dominated, and he did. So I don't think he's going to dominate Daniel Rodriguez by any stretch, but I do think he can pick him apart. I think as the fight goes long, we know Garry has very good cardio. He keeps a good pace. He's longer, taller, more well-rounded. I think if he mixed in the grappling, that would probably help him out a little bit. Rodriguez, strong guy, but he's not known for grappling. Garry does have some grappling skills. Overall skill set goes to Ian Garry. The odds are a little bit high for my liking, but I do think Ian Garry, as long as he fights his fight, doesn't make any mistakes, He should control, and he should win this fight. That brings us to our co-main event. We have Anthony Smith taking on Johnny Walker in a light heavyweight matchup. This is another fight that is extremely close. The odds are extremely close. But to me, I really think if Anthony Smith is on his game, he dominates this fight. There is danger with the power of Johnny Walker. Johnny Walker has shown some decent submission skills as of late. He seems to be rounding out his skill set. But overall, Anthony Smith is a much more experienced guy. He knows how to win these fights. He's a much better grappler. And if I'm Anthony Smith, I'm forcing the grappling from round one to round three. And I think as the fight goes longer, gets into the second and third round, I think Anthony Smith dominates. I think the cardio will be in his favor. Really, it's just a matter of Smith not making any big mistakes, getting caught with anything. But I just think overall, he's the much better grappler. We've seen him do it in the past against guys who were good strikers and fights that were close. He decides to take the fight to the ground, and he dominates. And I just think this is a tailor-made matchup for him. Nice little rebound fight for him. Get his name kind of back in the picture at the top of the 205-pound division. I don't know if he'll ever make another title run, but, you know, overall, past four or five fights, he's looked pretty good, aside from the Ankalaev fight where he broke his leg. But even in that, you know, who knows how that fight would have played out. Anthony Smith is just a solid vet, well-rounded guy. The grappling is in his favor. Just go grapple. And I'm gonna put my DraftKings night on Anthony Smith. Well, I don't know if I'm going to put my night on it, but I am going to be pretty heavily invested in Anthony Smith because I think there is huge value with him. And just like Jessica Rose in the first fight of the night, if he fights the fight that I think he should fight and the fight that I would coach him to fight if I was in his corner, he's going to score a lot of points on DraftKings. So I'm big on Anthony Smith this week. I feel like there's great value there. And this fight's either going to be a domination or a complete bust. I don't think this fight could be close and Anthony Smith would lose. I think he would have to get knocked out. And I think he would have to get knocked out pretty early in the fight. Otherwise, I think Anthony Smith dominates the grappling and he wins potentially by submission. But overall, I just think he's the better fighter. That brings us to our main event. We have Jairzinho Rozenstruik taking on Jalton Almeida. And to me, I just feel like Almeida just takes him down over and over again. Likely gets a finish in the first or second round. Rozenstruik doesn't have the best takedown defense. He has big power. He is dangerous in that aspect. But so far, nobody's been able to stop Almeida from taking them down. And, you know, every fight, well, he's not the biggest guy. He could be a light heavyweight, blah, blah, blah. It hasn't mattered. He takes guys much bigger than him, picks them up, slams them down, puts a pace on them, finds a submission, finds a, you know, strike, you know, ground and pound, whatever it is, to get the finish. I like betting Almeida round one, round two props. I have not seen them, the props yet. I'm recording this on Thursday, and generally they don't drop those type of props till later on Thursday night, sometimes Friday, for DraftKings. I do most of my betting on DraftKings. Other sites might have some stuff up, but I like Almeida. I like him inside the distance. I like him round one prop, round two prop. I feel like with Rozenstruik being a big, tough, strong guy, round two might be a nicer play, but I think Rozenstruik is just his takedown defense is just not there. And when he gets taken down, he doesn't really do very well in those positions. And the pace that Almeida fights with on the ground, I just feel like he probably gets him out of there pretty early. With all that said, if it does go beyond two rounds, you know, Almeida may be up a couple of rounds, but the fight's still going on. Might be time to sprinkle a little bit on Rozenstruik because we've seen him go late in fights. We've seen him win fights in the fifth round. So, you know, just we'll kind of gauge how the cardio looks for Almeida, who does finish a lot of fights early. But I don't really have a fear that it's going to get to that point. I think Almeida will have his way in the grappling. And I think he probably gets him out of there first, second round. But, you know, so that's it. 12 fights. Card starts early. 11:30 lock, I believe, on ABC. Well, it is on ABC, but I believe the lock is 11:30. And it's going to be a good one. It'll be a fun one. And until next time, good luck on Saturday.